Good morning, WHTC News Time is now 8:46. Time now to talk to Rod DeYoung and think of meat this morning, even though for many of us, including myself, on a Friday, if you're Catholic or if you follow Lent, you give up meat, that's okay. Not a problem. We can... You know, it was funny, Rod, because I went to church last weekend, and the priest was talking about how he had a guy come in who, you know, gives up meat for Friday, and he forgot one Friday, and he says, "Oh, no, priest, I ate meat today. What am I going to do?" And he looked at him and says, "Oh, well, you're going to hell." It's like, no, God isn't going to send you to hell for eating meat once in a while on Friday. But you got tons of pork chops this week, you mentioned.
Yeah, they're a smoked pork chop. It's kind of one of our, specialties, mm-hmm. particularly smoked meat in general, but the smoked chops are something we started a few years ago, actually, and they just continue to gain popularity.
Yeah.
And they're, unfortunately, the weather still is not completely conducive to grabbing some good steaks or anything for the grill, but these smoked pork chops are a very quick meal because they are cooked, smoked, and they're very easy just to pan fry, brown right. them a little bit. All you got to do is warm them up, and right. they're ready to go.
Well, we're getting to that point. Grilling season is coming. It's getting closer. Like you said, open houses are we got to start thinking about those, don't we?
Yeah, the graduation open houses. Unfortunately, that it seems like it's so early in the year yet, but it's really not. I mean...
Yeah,
you know, we're already booking open house orders and
Jeez.
Parties. I mean, they start in May.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tulip time, for crying out loud, is 4 weeks.
Have you already started prepping for that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're preparing for tulip time. We have the two trailers now, one on the east side and one on the west
side. They're no longer covered in snow.
Yeah, the one, I still have to pull it over a snowbank, but
okay.
We'll get it out.
You got to dig it out, I see.
But that's not a problem, but it's hopefully the weather starts turning around here. The grilling season, the grill stuff has picked up. I think people are like, I'm going to do it no matter what type attitude.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my dad is the same way. He'll pull the grill out and just put it in his garage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we grill in the winter all the time. This is the way we like to cook, you know.
Oh, I like to too, but it does take a little more effort and certainly some more energy because with the cold air. But, yeah, it's going to turn around here. I have faith that it's going to be good. I just nervous. I start serving food downtown on April 30.
Jeez.
And that's a little early. So,
right.
And literally it's 4 weeks away.
Well, now, when you serve downtown, where and what will you be serving?
We serve our pork products, our pork barbecue. We have that smoked spice rub pork.
Mm.
We do a roast beef sandwich. We serve coleslaw. We make a homemade coleslaw, which is really good. And then we do, obviously, canned beverages and stuff. But we're on the east side by the Hope College. I believe it's the Hope College bookstore now.
I think it used
to be the old Versendahl building.
Yeah, I think Lincoln. That's the bookstore.
And so we're right just on the west end of that building underneath the canopy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're down at the Civic Center on 8th and Pine, right in the corner there. So got the two locations, and we serve the multiple beef and pork sandwiches on, and it's a nice sandwich. It's about a half-pound sandwich,
mm-hmm.
so... It's good size. It's a meal all in itself.
Yeah, I bet. We're almost out of time, Rod. Let's remind people where Blue Star Meats is and how they can get in touch with you if they want to start booking those orders for open houses.
We are located right in between Holland and Saugatuck, 4040 Blue Star Highway. You can give us a call, 616-392-4291. You can always like us on Facebook or...
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the website, and you can email us. Become an email list member because that's getting very popular, too, and we're going to have some things coming up in the summer that we're hosting and also some big festival events that we're working on with some customers that might be of interest to people in the area, too. So that stuff will all be posted online as well.
Fantastic. Speaking with Rod DeYoung from Blue Star Meats, Rod, thank you so much. I'll talk to you next Friday, and hopefully in a few weeks I'll be able to think about meat again.